I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The executive director of the Colorado Department of Transportation is stepping down. During his 2.5-year tenure, Shailen Batt advocated for more funding for transportation, lamenting what he called a lack of courage by some in Colorado.
We've really been pushing technology, but technology can't fix that I-25 is in a two-lane configuration between Denver and Colorado Springs. There's a certain level of investment that needs to be made. The revenues have not been raised in over 30 years, and it's just time.
Batt will become president and CEO at a national organization focusing on developing intelligent transportation systems. Great Outdoors Colorado, or GOCO, has awarded $60,000 to Colorado Springs-based conservation group, the Palmer Land Trust. The grant will fund efforts to help recruit a new generation into the cause of land conservation. Michelle Frischman manages GOCO's open space program. She says as the current generation of conservation activists get older, it's important that young people learn what it takes to preserve open space in Colorado.
Eventually, these are the people who will be making the decisions about funding and protecting these areas, and they are also a large percentage of the people who are going out and using these lands.
Palmer Land Trust says it will use the money for an awareness campaign and event series and to create a new advisory board consisting of millennials and Gen Xers. If successful, GOCO says it would like to replicate the program across the state. This is 91.5 KRCC News.